Ekadasi is the 11th day after the full moon and also the 11th day after the new moon. On that day, to fast from grains and beans promotes and protects our spiritual progress. It's one of the holy days that are considered the mother of devotion. There may be astrological intricacies that sometimes put the Ekadasi fast to the Dwadasi, or the 12th day. There is a website, vaishnavcalendar.info, and this website lists all the festival days and the fasts according to your location because it's astrologically calculated. You can take a subscription with them for email reminders and offer them a donation for their services. The Ekadasi fast is followed sunrise to sunrise according to Srila Prabhupada's original instructions to us. It's a day to increase remembrance of Krishna, and it's observed for increasing the strength of devotion. In his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 4th chapter, text 29, Srila Prabhupada tells us, to observe Ekadasi Vrata and Dwadasi Vrata, Vrata means vow, means to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those interested in advancing in Krishna consciousness must observe Ekadasi Vrata regularly. On this day, we simplify our eating for the sake of putting more time and energy to remembering Krishna, and we take no grains or beans. All vegetables are fine except for corn, peas, and green beans. There are some pseudo-grains that are fine for Ekadasi, and these include buckwheat, amaranth, and quinoa. Dairy is fine. Ekadasi prasadam can be a lot of fun to prepare, offer, and enjoy, and for some people, it's a time to splurge on extra vegetables. Ekadasi can be followed as a full fast, but Srila Prabhupada was also very practical. Preaching and service had to go on. When Srila Prabhupada was asked what the Ekadasi prasadam should be like, he said it should be a feast. He had also instructed fasting and chanting, no other service, and also that since we are not accustomed to fasting, some fruit could be taken. There were always practical adjustments, and the main thing is no grains or beans. Simplify material requirements, and increase remembrance of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. No grains should be prepared on the Ekadasi day, even for use the next day. Srila Prabhupada was very strict about that. The only exception is where there are installed deities of Vishnu, or Radha and Krishna, and even then, the grain remnants of the offerings may not be honored on that day. Ekadasi is also a very auspicious day for cleaning, so in the early days, in the Brooklyn Temple on Henry Street, we would do extra cleaning on that day after the morning program, have a sumptuous Ekadasi feast brunch, and then go out chanting in the streets. There was an article originally written in 1956 by Sri Navin Chandra Chakravarti, a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that was translated into English in 1979 by one disciple of Srila Prabhupada. This description is from the 14th chapter of the Padma Purana, from the section entitled Kriya Sagara Sara. It's called The Story of Ekadasi. Once, the great sage, Jamini Rishi, said to his spiritual master, Srila Vyasadeva, O Gurudev, previously by your mercy, you described to me the history of the glories of the Ganga River, the benefits of worshipping Vishnu, the giving of grains in charity, the giving of water in charity, and the magnanimity of drinking the water that has washed the feet of the Brahmins. O best of the sages, Sri Gurudev, now with great enthusiasm, I desire to hear the benefits of fasting on Ekadasi and the appearance of Ekadasi. O Gurudev, When did Ekadashi take birth and from whom did she appear? What are the rules of fasting on the Ekadashi? Please describe the benefits of following this vow and when it should be followed. Who is the utmost worshipable presiding deity of Sri Ekadashi? What are the faults in not following Ekadashi properly? Please bestow your mercy upon me and tell about these subjects, as you are the only personality able to do so. Srila Vyasadeva, upon hearing this inquiry of Jaimini Rishi, became situated in transcendental bliss. O Brahman sage, Jaimini, the results of following Ekadasi can only be perfectly described by the Supreme Lord Narayan, because Sri Narayan is the only personality capable of describing them in full. But I will give a very brief description in answer to your question. At the beginning of the material creation, the Supreme Lord created the moving and non-moving living entities within this world made of five gross material elements. Simultaneously, for the purpose of punishing the human beings, he created a personality whose form was the embodiment of sin, Papa Purusha. The different limbs of this personality were constructed of the various sinful activities. His head was made of the sin of murdering a Brahmin. His two eyes were the form of the sin of drinking intoxicants. His mouth was made of the sin of stealing gold. His ears were the form of the sin of having illicit connection with the spiritual master's wife. His nose of the sin of killing one's wife. His arms the form of the sin of killing a cow. His neck made of the sin of stealing accumulated wealth. His chest of the sin of abortion. His lower chest of the sin of having sex with another's wife. His stomach was the sin of killing one's relatives. His navel of the sin of killing those who are dependent on him. His waist of the sin of self-appraisal. His thighs of the sin of offending the guru. His genital of the sin of selling one's daughter. His buttocks of the sin of telling confidential matters. His feet of the sin of killing one's father. And his hair the form of lesser, less severe sinful activities. In this way, a horrible personality embodying all the sinful activities and vices was created. His bodily color is black and his eyes are yellow. He inflicts extreme misery upon sinful persons. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, upon seeing this personality of sin, began to think to himself as follows. I am the creator of the miseries and happiness for the living entities. I am their master because I have created this personality of sin who gives distress to all dishonest, deceitful, and sinful persons. Now I must create someone who will control this personality. At this time, Sri Bhagavan created the personality known as Yamaraj and the different hellish planetary systems. Those living entities who are very sinful will be sent after death to Yamaraj, who will in turn, according to their sins, send them to a hellish region to suffer. After these adjustments had been made, the Supreme Lord, who is the giver of distress and happiness to the living entities, went to the house of Yamaraj with the help of Garuda, the king of birds. When Yamaraj saw that Lord Vishnu had arrived, he immediately washed his feet and made an offering unto him. He then had him sit upon a golden throne. The Supreme Lord Vishnu became seated on the throne, whereupon he heard very loud crying sounds coming from the southern direction. He became surprised by this and thus inquired from Yamaraj, "From where is this loud crying coming?" Yamaraj, in reply, said, O Deva, the different living entities of the earthly planetary systems have fallen into the hellish regions. They are suffering extremely for their misdeeds. The horrible crying is because of suffering from the inflictions of their past karma. And karma means work or actions. After hearing this, the Supreme Lord Vishnu went to the hellish region to the south. When the inhabitants saw who had come, they began to cry even louder. The heart of the Supreme Lord Vishnu became filled with compassion. Lord Vishnu thought to himself, "I have created all this progeny, and it is because of me that they are suffering." Srila Vyasadeva continued, "O Jaimini, just listen to what the Supreme Lord did next. After the merciful Supreme Lord thought over what he had previously considered, he suddenly manifested from his own form the deity of the lunar day, Ekadashi. Afterwards, the different sinful living entities began to follow the vow of Ekadashi and were then elevated quickly to the abode of Vaikuntha. O my child, Jaimini, therefore the lunar day of Ekadashi is the selfsame form of the Supreme Lord Vishnu and the supersoul within the heart of the living entities. Sri Ekadashi is the utmost pious activity and is situated as the head among all vows. Following the ascension of Sri Ekadashi, that personality who is the form of the sinful activity gradually saw the influence she had. He approached Lord Vishnu with doubts in his heart and began offering many prayers, whereupon Lord Vishnu became very pleased and said, 'I have become very pleased by your nice offerings. What boon is it that you want?' The Papa Purusha replied, 'I am your created progeny, and it is through me that you wanted distress given to the living entities who are very sinful. But now, by the influence of Sri Ekadashi, I have become all but destroyed. O Prabhu, after I die, all of your parts and parcels who have accepted material bodies will become liberated and therefore return to the abode of Vaikuntha. If this liberation of all living entities takes place, then who will carry on your activities? There will be no one to enact the pastimes in the earthly planetary systems. O Keshava, if you want these eternal pastimes to carry on, then you please save me from the fear of Ekadashi. No type of pious activity can bind me, but Ekadashi only, being your own manifested form, can impede me. Out of fear of Sri Ekadashi, I have fled and taken shelter of men, animals, insects, hills, trees, moving and non-moving living entities, rivers, oceans, forests, heavenly, earthly, and hellish planetary systems, demigods, and the Gandharvas. I cannot find a place where I can be free from fear of Sri Ekadashi. O my master, I am a product of your creation, so therefore very mercifully direct me to a place where I can reside fearlessly.' Srila Vyasadeva then said to Jaimini, 'After saying this, the embodiment of all sinful activities, Papa Purusha, fell down at the feet of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, who is the destroyer of all miseries, and began to cry. After this, Lord Vishnu, observing the condition of the Papa Purusha with laughter, began to speak thus, 'O Papa Purusha, rise up. Don't lament any longer. Just listen, and I'll tell you where you can stay on the auspicious lunar day of Ekadashi. On the day of Ekadashi, which is the benefactor of the three worlds, you can take shelter of foodstuff in the form of grains. There is no reason to worry about this anymore, because my form as Sri Ekadashi Devi will no longer impede you.' After giving direction to the Papa Purusha, the Supreme Lord Vishnu disappeared, and the Papa Purusha returned to the performance of his own activities. Therefore, those persons who are serious about the ultimate benefit for the soul will never eat grains on the Ekadashi Tithi. According to the instructions of Lord Vishnu, Every kind of sinful activity that can be found in the material world takes its residence in this place of foodstuff, grain. Whoever follows Ekadasi is freed from all sins and never enters into hellish regions. If one who doesn't follow Ekadasi because of illusion, he is still considered the utmost sinner. For every mouthful of grain that is eaten by a resident of the earthly region, one receives the effect of killing millions of brahmanas. It is definitely necessary that one give up eating grains on Ekadasi. I very strongly say again and again, on Ekadasi, don't eat grains, don't eat grains, don't eat grains. Whether one be a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or of any family, he should follow the lunar day of Ekadasi. From this, the perfection of varna and ashram will be attained, especially since even if one by trickery follows Ekadasi, all of his sins become destroyed, and he very easily attains the supreme goal, the abode of Vaikuntha. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 15, text 8, we hear that one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down at the feet of his mother and requested her to give him one thing in charity. And his mother replied, in the next verse, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 15, text 9, she said, "My dear son, I will give you whatever you ask." Then the Lord said, "My dear mother, please do not eat grains on the Ekadasi day." Srila Prabhupada's purport to that verse is as follows. From the very beginning of his childhood life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the system of observing a fast on the Ekadasi day. In the Bhakti Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami, there is a quotation from the Skanda Purana admonishing that a person who eats grains on Ekadasi becomes a murderer of his mother, father, brother, and spiritual master, and even if he is elevated to a Vaikuntha planet, he falls down. On Ekadasi, everything is cooked for Vishnu, including regular grains and dal, but it is enjoined that a Vaishnav should not even take Vishnu Prasadam on Ekadasi. It is said that a Vaishnav does not accept anything eatable that is not offered to Lord Vishnu, but on Ekadasi, a Vaishnav should not touch even the Mahaprasadam offered to Vishnu, although such prasadam may be kept for being eaten the next day. It is strictly forbidden for one to accept any kind of grain on Ekadasi, even if it is offered to Lord Vishnu. And in the next verse, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 15, text 10, Mother Sachi replied, "You have spoken very nicely. I shall not eat grains on Ekadasi." From that day, she began to observe fasting on Ekadasi. In Nectar of Devotion, chapter 7, there is a section called Observing Fasting on Ekadasi, and it says, in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, it is said that one who observes fasting on Ekadasi is freed from all kinds of reactions to sinful activities and advances in pious life. The basic principle is not just to fast, but to increase one's faith and love for Govinda or Krishna. The real reason for observing fasting on Ekadasi is to minimize the demands of the body and to engage our time in the service of the Lord by chanting or performing similar service. The best thing to do on fasting days is to remember the pastimes of Govinda and to hear his holy name constantly.